You are valuable. You do have purpose. You are not what they said you were. Prosperity will find you. You are successful. You are beautiful. Your past does not define you. The moment you decide to look outside of yourself for value is the moment you give your rights away to be authentically you. Your value is not in what your mother thinks of you, what your father thinks of you, what your family and friends think of you. Your value is what you think of yourself. That is the secret to authentically loving and being you.
Hello, everyone. We're back with another episode of Soul Food with Sadie for the season Metamorphosis of Me. And when I think about the metamorphosis, I think about transforming every aspect of me, even my mothering skills. And my mothering skills have been tested since I've been a mother. And I'm sure a lot of us, our parenting skills, because I'm sure there's men that listen to this as well, our parenting skills have been tested since we've been parents. And sometimes we feel like we're not heard. We feel like we're not respected. We feel like, how did we get to this place? And as I'm transforming and growing and evolving into the woman that I am today, I realize that my children have truly been the stumping ground, the root to why I decided to even go on this journey of self-love, healing, and transformation. And my daughter, she is just my pride and joy. All of my children are. My daughter teaches me the most lessons. It's so funny. I'm like, God, you gave her to me to check me. I know you did. And she really pushes buttons that most people can't push when it comes to me. And over the week, she pushed a button that made me spank her. And I was really sad. I felt really guilty about spanking her because I'm like, ah, she's young and all this stuff that as parents come up with when we don't want to spank our children. Well, after I had told her, I sat her down and we wrote rules and we said, this is something you don't do. And she did it again. But this time I was kind of down from my surgery. So my friend was over and she noticed that she did it. So my friend walked her to the board, then walked her upstairs and was like, we need to have a conversation with Amira, because I was laying in the bed. I'm like, okay. So we begin to have this conversation, and my friend leads the conversation because at this point I'm tired, exhausted, and everything. And my friend, she's like, Amira, did you see the board that I walked you to? And she's like, yes. And she's like, what's on the board? Amira don't want to talk about it. And my friend said, well, on the board it says that we will ask permission before we go outside. And did you ask for permission for that? And Amira's like, shook her head, no. She was like, well, that's, you know, disrespectful to her mother. And she began to have a conversation with her and allow Amira to hold herself accountable for that. In that moment, I reflected on my parenting skills, and I realized that when I talk to my children, most of the times I'm talking out of a place of frustration. How many of us can relate to that? I'm talking out of a place of, you know better because I told you so. Yeah, I'm talking not out of a place of love or concern. It's more out of frustration and anger. And I noticed that as my friend was talking to my daughter, and I call this lady my friend, but she's my sister. She's my God mentor. God sent her to me to really teach me the fundamentals of a woman. And I'm blessed by that. I realized that her conversation with my daughter was, it came out of a place of straight love. And my daughter felt it, and it allowed my daughter to feel, take accountability, and it allowed my daughter to feel like she had a safe space to land. And it's okay for us parents to get convicted. And I felt convicted in that moment because I realized that as I parent my children, I was not giving them a safe space to land. And I knew I wanted that. Because the goal is to raise healthy adults for society. I looked at that and I brought me a parenting book. And a lot of us have never picked up a parenting book to read it because we think we got it all together. When in fact, there is no manual for parenting. we just wing it. And then we have these children that are raised, they're not confident because we done beat them down from yelling at them all the time and making them feel fearful. And we have caused them to become liars because we have made simple things feel like a big bad thing. So now they have to lie to try to save face for themselves. And I didn't want that anymore. But as I was reflecting, I realized that in my journey of transformation, God is teaching me how to really be the best version, not just on social media, not just behind this microphone, but even when this microphone is off and even when social media is off, I'm still the best woman. And I have always lived up to that. But again, I struggle with speaking to my kids out of frustration and what many of us struggle with. I struggle with those things, but God is kind of like plucking those things away from me because he wants me to show up as authentic as I can. And as he's stripping those things off of me, he's downloading things into me in order to give to you guys because he wants you guys to show up as authentic as you can as well. You see, God chastises us out of a place of love and it causes us to submit. I mean, the word of God said the goodness of the Lord causes the heart to repent. So it's not frustration. It's not anger. It's not, I told you so. It's not that. It's really talking to our children out of love. It's really giving them an example, really following through, being consistent. And I know I'm going to be in this space for a while where I have to really dig deep when it comes to my parenting skills because I know that is where I struggle. And I know that because the enemy attacks me there. And I don't want anyone that's listening to this to feel any type of shame about that. Because a lot of times we like to feel embarrassed about things that we think we should know. We shouldn't know these things. We learn them as we go. We seek out to obtain information and education to be the very best mother we know how. Because our goal, everyone's goal, I believe when you have children, your goal is for your child to be the very best version of themselves. And sometimes it don't work out that way. And it may be a hiccup that happened in the household as we were raising them. But if it has been, this is your confirmation right now to release the shame of that. This is your confirmation right now to release the guilt of that. This is your confirmation right now to know that you were not the perfect parent and no one is. We learn as we go. My only challenge is that we seek to become the very best parent that we know how to be, that we seek to teach our kids out of love and out of a frustration, that we seek to teach our kids what it means to be a confident, authentic, honest person in society by the way we love them, by the way we pour into them, by the way we teach them structure and consistency and dedication and work ethic. Our children are literally just cups that God has given us to fill up over and over and over again. And that when they spill into the world, they will spill what you poured into them. So I just pray that you are pouring into them things that will help them help the world to become a better place. I pray that this message blesses someone. Take the seeds that are for you and leave the rest for others. Thank you all for tuning in to Soul Food with Sadie. I am thankful for health in my body, peace in my mind, ears to hear and eyes to see. I am thankful for hands to write, legs and feet to stand, and wisdom to understand the gems that were given unto me today. I am thankful that I can create a strategy that I can implement into my life. I am thankful I am divinely created for such a time as this. I will be thankful for the small things because the small things are only preparing me for the bigger things that are coming into my life.